A shroud of secrecy, that's what surrounds the release of potentially harmful perfluorocarbon gases, global warming gases, released into the subways, buses, and on the streets of New York. The NYPD say they commissioned gas releases to study airflow in a dense, complex urban environment, both below and above the ground in the event of a terrorist attack. It's the Subway Surface Airflow Exchange Project, funded with a $3.4 million transit security grant from the Department of Homeland Security in collaboration with Brookhaven National Labs, which makes the gas. But which perfluorocarbon gas is being used? On which subways, which buses, and on which streets? And is this legal? Mitchell Cohen, the coordinator of the No Spray Coalition, says there's no oversight.
Nobody in the Department of Health heard anything about it. City Council didn't hear about it. The Transit Workers Union didn't know about it until we let them know, and so forth. And so it's really mostly a question of oversight and lack thereof. It's also a question of we don't know whether these gases are dangerous or not because they won't tell us what gases they're using. So they say it's perfluorocarbons. So a lot of those are really toxic and dangerous. Some may not be so toxic or dangerous. That's where we're at.
So our children ride the subways, babies are in the subways, pregnant women, and there's no knowledge that this is even being done. It was not widely circulated.
Oh, absolutely. It was on TV after the fact. It was not widely circulated at all, unlike the gases, which are very widely circulated, and we don't know where they're even going. There's no media to speak of on it. The media are not answering or thinking to ask questions, unlike BAI, which is not people say terrorism, we have to do the study for terrorism, and everybody goes, yes, sir, how high do you want me to jump?
I'm sure that Ray Kelly had something to do with
this.
Yes,
Ray Kelly said the gases are safe, so that means he must have known about it. Of course, he's the expert in what's safe and what's not.
Catherine Swan, who is also with the No Spray Coalition, says mothers who are concerned about their daughters being exposed to these gases is quite understandable.
Because the perfluorocarbons that they're using are known to interfere with thyroid, can cause early menopause, and affect the hormonal system. So, I mean, for everyone it's a concern, but definitely for women. So I've been avoiding going on the subway at least a few days, the day they're doing it and a few days afterwards.
I think it's part and parcel of what's been going on for many years, keeping the public out of the loop while the public is being poisoned or attacked with the complicity of the people on top.
Tony Granowitz with the Green Party is running for mayor.
This is a job of the 1% testing out gases for whatever purpose against the interests of the public. And we need to know. We have a right to know. I'm a New Yorker, a native New Yorker. New York is my living room, my laboratory, my life. And I resent people like Bloomberg and Brown and Kelly who run roughshod over the interests of the average citizen. I teach students at Durham of Manhattan Community College. They are unable to learn because they're stopped and frisked, thrown against cars by the cops. It's the same old, and they cover it up, and they claim all sorts of, they make all sorts of accusations and racial aspersions about people. They have contempt for the public, which Bloomberg evinces every day, and they cover up whatever scheme they're concocting.
So why aren't people up in arms about this? Is it because the NYPD says the gases released are safe? When the NYPD says perfluorocarbon tracer gases present no health or environmental hazards, do people just accept this and go about their business? Again, Catherine Swan.
And I think people maybe don't know what to do. And then there are people who just want to take the NYPD, Brookhaven Lab, the MTA at their word, when they say it's harmless. But the rest of us who are, especially BAI listeners, are used to being a little more critical, giving a little bit more critical thought to it. And we want to see oversight, public hearings, environmental impact statement, some real, we don't want to just take them at their word. We want to hear what the real data is and at least feel 100% assured this is okay.
And what's the next step?
I think we're just going to stay on it because we do believe that once they do this once, they'll try to do it again and then they'll try to do something else. So it's like once they see they can slip things past, it just becomes an entreeway to other things. So, we'll do what we can this time around and then try to get more city council members to support the effort that the idea should be, that they should be overseeing this more.
The next release of perfluorocarbon gases is scheduled sometime before July 28th. The No Spray Coalition says the city and state have many options besides releasing gases into our subways, on our buses and streets, such as computer models and installing air monitors in every subway station to track air flow. They say they don't consent to being the subjects of experiments by the city, by the federal government, or by Brookhaven Labs, and they're calling for public hearings on the safety of gases as part of a comprehensive environmental health review. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.